Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey everybody, the show is over for today. I am in a studio in New York. Everybody else is in a studio in Nashville, although I am very much looking forward to getting home today. Because oddly, we're not on the road this weekend, and so I get to come home, be home Friday night and Saturday night. But then I head out and do American Idol on Monday, which is my first time back on Idol this season. I guess it's all of our first times, me, Luke, Katie, Lionel, Ryan. So pretty exciting there. But I had a pretty good show today. Jump Hardy was the guest, and I was with Jump Hardy last night at his album release party. And just a good dude. You like John too, right, Amy?
Oh, I love John. Like, yeah. Love him and his music, his personality. Like, he's just the coolest.
I posted on my Instagram. I wrote this on the caption with John and I because I had forgotten that he came and did my failed talk show pilot.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever we did it, we were doing a talk show. It didn't get picked up. I said, fun fact about John Party, he was the first guest on my failed talk show. We shot a pilot. He crushed it. It never got picked up. We lost. Then, a few months ago, we did Celebrity Family Feud together, and we lost. Ha ha.
Losers.
John's got a new album out today if you want to check out John Party's new album, Heartache Medication. But yeah, we hung out last night, and I wasn't lecturing him, but I was like, hey man, if you don't get the right rest and you're having to sing on all these shows, because he's flying from New York to LA to do Jimmy Kimmel. I was like, you're going to lose your voice and you can't perform. So he texted me last night as he was going to bed. He's like, just letting you know I'm going to bed right now, sir.
And I was Dad.
I was like, thanks for, I'm only a couple years older than him, but I was like, more like big brother.
Okay.
But I was like, thanks for checking in, buddy. So watch all John. We like John. John's a good friend of ours. That happened. Let's see, what else do I have here? I've been to two restaurants in New York over the past two nights, and it was either just me and Kelly, who has been doing like my stylist stuff, because Purina paid for her to come up, because I had to do a bunch of like a satellite TV tour with them. Well, what that means is I sit in a chair in a TV studio and they just patch it to different affiliates, TV affiliates all over the country. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like if you watch the news and someone's on a screen, that's basically just them sitting in a chair. And I've been working with Purina to talk about service dogs and how important they are to our members of the military that come back with PTSD. So Kelly came up with me because she does all my stuff for Idol and award shows and stuff. And we went to this restaurant a couple nights ago in New York, and it was so loud. The music was so loud that I think we just gave up halfway through dinner trying to talk to each other. And it was a nice restaurant, not like fancy, like expensive, but just like nice. And it was like, unza, unza, unza. It was so loud. And we were like, boy, that'll never happen again. We kind of got into a bad spot there. Well, last night, me, Mike, D, and Kelly went to eat again and to a different restaurant. It was so loud, we kind of checked out. I don't know what's happening here in New York. They just don't want to talk to each other.
Or are we getting older?
I don't know. Maybe. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it's where like sounds affect you more when you're older. And
Mike D, but how old are you?
28.
Okay. Is it too loud?
It's pretty loud.
Too loud to have like a good dinner?
Yeah.
Okay. And Mike D, he's a... Are you a vegan?
Mm-hmm.
Do you live vegan lifestyle?
Yeah.
No leather?
No.
On your shoes?
No.
Ever?
Mm-mm.
So I knew you're a vegetarian, but you don't even wear leather in any way.
No, but it's fake if I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a full committed vegan.
You gotta be. Otherwise, no. You're a poser.
Well, you could be full committed eating vegan.
Yeah, you don't have to, but you can like avoid meat but wear a cute leather jacket.
I feel like if you say you're vegan, you're all the way.
Okay. Well, so Mike's vegan, and we go on, and I order this roasted pork butt. And that's what it was.
Nice.
And so I eat it.
Oh, it's
pretty good.
It's so good, Amy.
Yes, it was real good. It was real good.
Okay.
And just a little vegetable because I'm doing, you know, kind of keto. I don't claim total keto because you got to go all the way like Mike. And so Mike just orders a big old plate of vegetables. It's literally...
Yeah.
It's like a side of vegetables, but he had like three of them at once. And he crushed... He just ate all the vegetables. It's wild, but it was so loud last night. But that's pretty much what's happened with me the last couple of days here. Eating, John Party, went to the gym one day. It's super small in New York.
Do you feel stronger at the gym now that you're kind of keto? Or
no, I feel worse. Like my stomach's messed up, and I don't know why that is. I'm not quite sure what's going on with me right now. No, I don't feel stronger. I wish I could have sugar. But
oh yeah.
What?
You mean like fruit from a piece of fruit or like a Starburst?
Any.
Or like
all.
A Snickers.
I've been kind of avoiding all of it for the most part. So that's me. What's... Some of the guys on Dancing with the Stars, when I would do that show, and they still do because I'm friends with them, they wear their fanny packs on their chest. So instead of wearing it around their waist, they wear it on their chest.
It's like a crossbody.
Yeah, like over their right shoulder all the way down to the left side of their body.
Mm-hmm.
And so your husband went to the store and they told him he should do that too?
Yeah, so he's at Nordstrom. He had to pick up some shoes. And yeah, the girl working there, she's super sweet. He actually like knows who she is now and kind of goes to her because he struggles with some stuff. And so she helps him out sometimes. And he sends me this video and picture and he's like, hey, she's telling me that I can definitely pull this off and I should get it. And and our friend Bobo wears one. And so his next line was, Bobo does it. And I was like, yes. And he's very different than, like, he has his fashion. I don't know. My husband just was in the military for a long time. I would say his fashion is fairly simple. But now that he doesn't have to wear a uniform every day, he does try to branch out to, like, see what's in. And I just don't know if he can pull off the front crossbody fanny pack situation.
I'd like to pitch a new segment idea.
Okay.
It's called Amy Hating on Her Husband.
Oh. Because
it's a lot.
Okay, I'll send you the video. You tell me what you think. Like, it's just not, it looks like he's...
I think if you feel it, rock it, period.
Okay, that's the thing. Okay, if he wants to own it and can be totally confident, but I think he would walk around like, should I be wearing this fanny pack on my chest right now?
Wear it around his fanny. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
We got a new song about fanny packs coming out. The Raging Idiots do.
Cannot wait.
Can't wait for you guys to hear it. But yeah, I love fanny packs. F-A-N-N-Y. Packed to the max right above my fly.
Fanny pack.
Yeah. Wait for that one to drop. Let's see what else in the news here. Lunchbox has played his first soccer game since his foot injury.
Oh, yeah. The doctor said I was good to go. He said, ease your way back into it. So I took that as get out there and play the soccer game, see how you feel. And
oh, you went 100%? Like you started the game?
Hundo P.
Yeah,
right away?
I thought, you know, it's my first game back and I should be starting because I started before the injury. I should be starting after. And so went out there and played. And a little bit into the second half, I felt my foot, you know, not feel so good. So I had to go sit out.
Wait, so, but like in Major League Baseball, where these are athletes that have trained their whole lives to be in that spot, they don't go right back at it. They usually go and do a couple stints in minor, you know, AA, AAA ball, and then kind of build themselves back up. You didn't feel like that was good for you?
No, because we're pushing for the playoffs right now. You know, there's only two games to the playoffs, so we need to get wins. And so I felt like I needed to just go right back out there, and there wasn't, I couldn't find a minor league team that would let me practice with them.
Minor league.
No lower level team?
No lower level
You're
team.
You're kind of on the lowest now, right?
No.
Are you in the lowest league?
No, we're in the A division.
What's that mean?
We're in the A division. That's the good division.
Like the highest?
Yeah. Wow. The other one's B division.
Well, I didn't know if it was like A, AA, AAA, like in the major leagues. Right. Like A means
the
lowest.
No. A means awesome.
Oh. Wow.
I couldn't think of another A word.
Are you done for the whole playoffs now?
No, I'll give it a couple days and test it again and see how it feels. But, I mean, playoffs don't start, not this Wednesday, but the next Wednesday. So we got a week and a half. But
You in a boot over there?
No boot. But I do have an insert in my shoe that makes my shoe not bend. So it's just flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they gave that to me. They said, put that in your shoe, wear it for a while. It'll help your foot heal. So I'm doing it.
If you hurt yourself next season, will you retire?
No. Guys, I can't retire. Like, my goal is to make it to 40. Like, I want to be playing and keeping up with the 22-year-olds on the soccer field when I'm 40 years old and making them feel terrible that they can't get past a 40-year-old.
So Tom Brady. You want to go Tom Brady?
Yes, exactly.
But are you still winning championships and leading teams, or are you just the manager that also gets in a little bit?
I mean, we haven't won a championship in a few seasons. We've been making the semifinals or losing in the finals, but we have not gotten over that hurdle. But it's coming. We are very good. We got a good squad. Just the playoffs, we seem to, you know, I mean, we just lose in the championship. We can't help it.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to get going with here at the show. I got to catch a flight and be back in town. Amy, anything you want to say?
Man, I just hope everybody has a great weekend and all of you in here too, and that we see each other Monday.
Yes, we will.
Thank you, Amy.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Mm-hmm. Lunchbox?
Oh, man, listen, guys. Go out there, be safe this weekend, remember us, and just have a great weekend. And listen to the Sore Losers podcast also after you listen to this, because Eddie, Ray, and myself, we work hard, and we try to do a good job, and we make you laugh.
All right, there you go. Also, if you haven't heard the Bobbycast with AJ McClain from the Backstreet Boys, you can check that out. Follow me on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, and we shall now hit Friday's show. I think you're going to like it. John Party's coming up. Amy gets an award, sort of, and is embarrassed to talk about it. That happens. Got a lot of stuff. So, appreciate you, and here's today's show. Away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This
is a Bobby Bones show.
That's right.
Now here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Thanks for hanging out. Morning studio.
Morning.
I have so much stuff to talk about. It's one of these days where I come out, I'm shot out of a cannon this morning. How do you feel about that?
Great.
Well, a little bit of it's about you.
Oh, what is it?
Well, this is what happens. I'm on the Four Things with Amy Brown podcast because you were talking to Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum.
Mm-hmm.
Love Hillary Scott. I mean, I'm a moderate fan of you at this point.
What? And so, I didn't say anything bad about you.
Well, here we go. So, and you guys were talking about a lot of stuff. You're talking about how Hillary's been with Dave and Charles from Lady Antebellum for 13 years, which is basically the same amount of time you and I have been together.
Exactly.
Right.
Which
so
is
here's the first
what
clip.
I was saying.
Absolutely. Let's hear the clips. Here's clip one. Here's Amy talking to Hillary Scott about work husbands. Here you go.
I'm not going to have as many heart-to-hearts with Charles as I will with Dave. Like, it's just because their personalities are different. And so it's been an interesting to learn how to navigate through, because, you know, I'm friends with both of them. It's not like I'm just friends with the two of them at once. Like, I'm friends with them individually, and then we are obviously a band of three, but it's just been neat to navigate that together.
So that's Hillary Scott. Now, to lay out Lady Antebellum for you, Hillary Scott, the female lead singer, Charles, the really tall blonde guy who has a big personality, and she says that she's not quite as close with Charles in that way that she is with Dave, who's very quiet, has brown hair. So then Hillary asks Amy if she's learned a lot about marriage from working with a man, which is me, right? You're talking about me here. And then Amy calls me out for my communication skills. Okay, hit it.
I feel like you learned a lot about marriage through working with a man so consistent, like every single day.
Yeah, I
like
think,
communication. I
think
like
I'm still learning. And it's, yeah. I was about to say, it's communication. Because,
mm-hmm.
Well, for Bobby, communication is, he feels like he communicates just fine, but listen, he's not listening. But I feel like maybe Bobby's form of communication is just a little bit more blunt and short.
To the point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it
can
is.
I take your? Yeah.
Wait, you're taking a snippet of that.
Yeah, I thought I just whatever. Anyway, listen to this. It's fair. I mean, it's okay. It's, you know, it's below average, but it still exists. It's the Four Things with Amy Brown podcast. She's talking with Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum. It's an episode. That's it. It's an episode. Check it out.
It's an episode. Yeah.
It's an episode.
I mean, if you have time, it's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And you've watched everything else on Netflix. Maybe you should check it out.
Right.
You're taking shots at me.
That was not. It was. It was actually. And you're just teasing. And yes, you did come up probably a couple of times, but I really enjoyed that sit down with her. Like, it was so good.
Yeah,
to
she's
have
fantastic.
Her. Yeah, she's amazing. Like, she's younger than me, but man, after that, I'm like, I totally look up to you in like
yeah,
so
it's a good
many
one.
Ways.
Check out Four Things with Amy Brown if you must.
I mean, yeah, if you must.
With Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum. I think that I've also improved my communication with you drastically over the past 5 years. Drastically.
Yeah.
And that wasn't mentioned.
I don't know if I mentioned it or not. It
no,
might
you
have
did
been
it.
Mentioned.
Trust me.
You don't
nope.
No. No, no, no. Nothing I said was bad about you. If anything I said too, it's like you don't pass out affirmation like hotcakes, which is good.
When I do, I mean it.
Exactly. And I have learned to actually appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, so, well, it exists. So check it out. That's good. It's really good.
Thanks.
So I have that. Wanted to bring that up. Morgan number two, and she's not the only one, but she for a while, and still maybe does, thinks I'm one of the people singing on The Masked Singer. Have you heard this, Amy?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Morgan number two, what's the deal here?
Well, so the series premiere came out this week, and there was a skeleton on it, and before he sang, I was like, well, the bones. There was all these plays on the word bones, and there was a mention about April and like with a birthday. And I was like, okay, well, that's a lot of hints, and it definitely could be Bobby. But then he sang, and I was like, oh, that's definitely not Bobby. And
okay, what did he sound like though? Do you know?
Very bluesy and soulful and much
you
older.
You mean like this?
Yeah. So
could
I was
it
like,
be that?
A little bit like that, but that's not how you sing.
Okay.
But then the ice cream cone performed, and I was like, okay, that kind of sounds like Bobby. Like
a lot of people thought I was the ice cream cone.
Yeah, but then the ice cream cone got revealed, and it was
Bobby. Ninja, the game player.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just telling everyone, I'm not the ice cream cone. I am not the skeleton. I'm the Masked Singer.
Are you any of the other ones?
I'm not the ice cream cone. I'm not the skeleton on the Masked Singer. But that's right up. That'd be fun to do, huh? That show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
Do you feel like you know most of what I've been doing over the past 6 months?
Nope.
Oh, you don't?
You could sneak off and tape this at some point. I mean, I don't know.
All right, fair enough.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
There she is, Miss Beautiful 2019. There she is, Amy, everybody. That's right.
Is that an award?
Yeah. She was named one of Nashville's most beautiful people. There she is, Miss Beautiful.
Speech.
Also awkward.
Go ahead.
So, yes, every year they put out their most beautiful people issue. And, like, Bobby, you were in it. What? How many years ago did you make? I mean, you made it a long time ago, right?
Yeah, it's been a few years, but yes. Yeah, I'm not near as beautiful as you.
Do you remember who was on the cover of yours?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Well, so I guess I probably won't ever forget. It's a very special night. But I have my top. There's a big party.
Wait, who was on the cover of yours? You didn't say.
Well, it's part of my top five list.
Okay.
Like, I have a top five from the party last night, and I'll run through it.
You have to go to a party when everybody's beautiful?
Yeah. And all the beautiful people are there, and then you walk in, and you're like, and they have a slideshow running of all the people that are in the magazine, like on this big screen, the faces, and there's magazines everywhere. And I had not seen the magazine until I got there. Like, I didn't know what it was going to look like. What I wear last night? Oh, yeah. It's hard to explain. Like this beaded black, sheer, long, see-through poncho looking thing with biker shorts underneath. I don't know.
I wore the same thing to John Party. Oh my goodness. Good thing we're in the same room.
I do not know how to describe what I wore, but I liked it. It was super cute. So I felt good, I guess.
It sounds like you were dressing from Phantom of the Opera or something.
You were supposed to wear black or white. It was a black or white cocktail party.
Okay. So Amy gets named one of the most beautiful people in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes to this party, and here are the top five things that happened at the party?
Yes.
Number five.
So I walk in, and then there's this big blown-up picture of the cover, and it's Thomas Rhett on the cover. So I was well, that's cool. So he's also one of Nashville's most beautiful people. And
was he there?
He was not. It was the other beautiful people that were there.
T.R. got him. He got that cover and ran.
I guess he was probably busy or something.
Yeah.
Totally get it.
Number four.
So I feel like maybe I've lost a little bit of touch on like who's cute or guys that are cute and younger because I took Morgan number two and Hillary with me so we could have like a girls' night at this beautiful people party and maybe they could meet some guys. And we're standing at the bar and we're talking to people and I see this group of guys and I nudge Morgan number two and I'm like, hey, like they're pretty cute. And I've never felt like more old in my life because she was kind of like, like they both were like not feel like any guy that I thought was cute for them, they were not feeling it. And I was just like, oh gosh, I just felt like the older sister mom person that thought all the young boys were so cute for my little girls and they were not liking them.
Well, you should go with older sister more than mom.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Morgan, number two, with Amy picking out guys, why didn't you like the guys that she picked out? Like, what was the thing about them?
They were cute. I was just like, they just weren't like my type. They wouldn't have been guys I would have gone after.
See, I don't know the young people's types anymore.
Well, I think it's her, maybe her specifically. What is your type, Morgan number two?
I don't know. Well, and we found out later that he was 21, so I definitely don't date guys that are younger. So that's one of them. But he didn't look
21. Yeah. That's a tricky one.
Wasn't attracted to him, I guess. That was like the thing.
All right, mm-hmm. Amy, number three.
Okay, so in the magazine, I open it up and I'm flipping through and I see my page. I'm like, oh, wow. And then I look at my age and they put that I'm 39 and I'm 38. They put Amy Brown, The Bobby Bones Show, 39. And I was like, oh, man, I'm 38.
Well,
but Amy, yeah, it's fine, whatever. But how I
would you have rather them if they're going to miss Miss Lowe?
Okay, here's the thing. I did think about this. Like, do I want them to go higher? Because then you look you look younger. They're like, mm-hmm. wow, she looks great for 45. <She's>, or 50 if they swing real high. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's better than that. I'd rather that than put 32 and people open it up and be like, no way that girl's 32. Like that's rough.
That's funny. Okay. Number two.
So, I mean, the party was cool and there, you know, it was thought like a really well put together event. But I looked around and y'all, there was so many pretty people there. Like,
well, you're pretty too.
No,
you're,
no, no. Yeah, this is like that next level pretty. Like, they were just beautiful people. And I had no clue who they were. Or, I mean, a couple people you kind of recognized maybe from somewhere. I don't know. But they like were so pretty. And like, I don't know if they all just hang out somewhere that I don't, because I don't see that many pretty people all together there.
What about this room? Guys,
I don't know.
Guys, yeah. We're a little offended right now.
Yeah, we're pretty people.
No, y'all had been there too. Y'all had been like, oh, this is amazing. Like Bobby, if you would have been there, you'd been like, okay, this is cool. Look at all these hot girls. In fact, Morgan, number two, even said on the way out, she goes, this is why it's so hard to meet guys in Nashville. The girl to guy ratio is way more girls. There's so many beautiful girls. And that's kind of how it was at the party. I mean, everywhere you looked, you saw like a really beautiful like girl.
Well,
I did
we are
not
now
feel like I belonged.
You do belong.
No, this was you next do. Level, I'm telling you.
The number one thing from the party last night, by the way, Amy was named one of Nashville's most beautiful people. Mm-hmm. It's a great honor. I've known about it for a while. And I'm so excited we get to announce it. And now, the number one thing about the party. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, we're there. We're looking cute. We're feeling good, you know, with all these glamorous people. And then I have to get a call from my dad that his feeding tube exploded. So I had to go handle that. Oh. Very glamorous.
And that's because you have a beautiful heart. You left. Other people would have been like, Dad, who?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm at a beautiful people party. I can't help you right now. So, yeah, kind of took things down real quick with that. But it's fine. It was great. I feel honored the people that were there and like Abby Smyers, who's Dan's wife from Dan and Shay. She's one of the beautiful people in this issue. And so I got to hang out with her and she definitely is a very beautiful person. And
well, I can tell you this whole thing isn't just about looks. It's
I
not,
know. I
it's
mean,
not
inside
mostly
out.
About looks. It's about
her
yeah,
heart.
Her,
yeah.
Good people.
She's
so same thing for you. I'm very proud of you. Oh. You are a very beautiful person.
Well, thank you.
By the way, I'm looking at your picture's fantastic. Mike D just showed me my picture when I was in the beautiful people. Oof.
Wait, what? I need to go back and look.
I can put it on my Instagram story. Oof. I mean, I don't think I took care of myself so well 5 years ago. Yeesh.
Did they get your age right?
I don't really care about that. Oh. But the picture isn't the most... I just leave it at that.
Was that
I'll post
before
it.
You were kind of keto?
It's way before that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
All right, it's Friday, and Raymundo's got the news. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In airline news, a Delta baggage handler was arrested and charged with stealing $300,000 in cash from an armored car at JFK Airport. Officials said they still haven't recovered the money yet. In other news, the vaping deaths continue to rise. 13 people have died in 10 states from the e-cigarettes. And finally, people in Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming are preparing for an early snowstorm. Forecasters have issued winter storm warnings throughout the weekend for those places.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Grace in Ohio is on the phone right now. Grace, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. What's happening?
Hey.
You're on. What do you want to say?
How are you?
We're good.
So I need advice on a long-distance relationship from the crew.
Okay, we're ready for you. What you got? Give me the scenario.
Okay, so we've been long distance for really only 2 months. So we dated like 5 or 6 months in the same place. Then he moved away. And when he left, we set an expectation of like, we're going to FaceTime every day. Well, that has not been happening. And he's really busy and I'm really busy with my job. And we really like never speak. And this past weekend, I think I could screenshot all of the messages and I get it. We're tired, but I just don't know what to do. And I talked with my roommates last night and we were going to like call him and be like, hey, what's going on? And then he didn't answer. So I don't know. I don't know because I get it. We're busy, but also should I expect more? I don't know.
Okay. How old are you?
25.
Okay. Okay. So you're a real life adult.
Listen, I'm the busiest person I know, and if I was going to make time for somebody, I can make time for somebody. We are our priorities. And it doesn't matter how busy you are. I could pull out my calendar right now and show you I have 19 dots today of things I must do. However, if I needed to FaceTime Amy and we had set a point, we're going to FaceTime, and I really wanted to, I could find a brief little blip to FaceTime you. Would you agree with that?
No, I agree.
And it's not just this scenario. It's many. When people are, and I'm talking against myself at times, I know I'm putting myself in a hole here because I've used that excuse. Oh, no, I'm too busy. If I really wanted to do it, it would be a priority. If you two said to each other, we're going to try to communicate every day, then you should try to do that until you establish you're not going to do that. Just to fall off is not good protocol. Go ahead.
Are you waiting for him to reach out to you mostly? I know you said you and your roommates called him last night.
Don't do that also, but yes, go ahead.
Yeah. But like, is that because you're waiting for him to reach out, or are you trying to make that connection and then he's just not available?
Probably a little bit of both.
Okay.
So here,
I've been super busy too, so I'm like, really have time either.
Okay, well, then you don't want to have time. Okay, here, let me leave it at this. You have to actually make a declaration to him. Hey, listen, we said we're going to do this. We're not doing this. What should we do now? And then just see what he says. I'm not a big fan of long-distance relationships anyway, just because if it's a hamburger. You know,
oh, great.
They do have the bottom bun already that they were together before he left.
Some people don't even have that.
I know. And eventually I'll probably get him one and I won't have the bottom bun either. And then the meat is the time away, but there's got to be that other bun, that goal where you, at some point you're either going to get together where you are or where he is. There's got to be some sort of goal. Like Mike D, our head writer, is in a long-term relationship and they kind of have a plan. Not for this month, right? Not for this year even, but they have a plan to live in the same place and together eventually. So I would have a conversation. Here's my final piece of advice. As America's mentor, I will mentor you right now. You just need to go, hey, we said we were doing this. We're not doing this. Which way would you like to move? Because it's unfair to just start assuming things. Unfair to you, unfair to him both. Okay?
Okay.
Communicate.
Sounds good.
I'm not saying he's cheating. I'm not saying you're cheating. But if you needed, and if you have the time to take 30 seconds out and talk to each other at night, early in the morning, you can find the time. You're not. So figure out why that is. Maybe you need to break up. Maybe you need to hit me up. I don't know what the deal is, but that's what it is, okay?
Yep, sounds good.
Call us back. Let us know how it goes. You're probably going to break up, but let us know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Hope that's good for you.
Yep. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. How'd you feel about that advice?
You're probably going to break up.
Well, they probably are.
Yeah.
Most long-distance relationships, by the way, most relationships don't work out.
Right. So
the occasional one does. Yeah, you get in one. Hopefully it works out. But most don't. Yeah.
I think the FaceTiming every day in the beginning is a little ambitious. You don't have to FaceTime every day.
Well, you and I FaceTime 2 hours a night. Every night. We make it, even though we're like 10 minutes apart, we just get on and talk.
Which is weird.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
Is it, though? I think you can find 5 minutes of FaceTime.
No, I mean, you can.
Hey, Mike D, walk over here. Mike D, let me talk to him real quick. Okay. You're in a long-distance relationship with your girl.
Yeah.
Do you guys FaceTime every day?
Not every day.
Yeah, see?
Do you guys text every day?
Text every day. Other ways to communicate, but not FaceTime every day.
How do you feel about what they said?
I mean, you got to make time for it. There's a way to at least send a text to know, like, hey, I'm here. But, I mean, a FaceTime every day is a little much, especially in the beginning.
Dang, you guys are wimps.
No. We're also, I'm not saying it's that bad, but it sets yourself up for failure.
Or for super success.
Okay.
But yes.
You're never going to maintain FaceTiming it.
Don't say never.
Okay.
Let us know how it goes. What are your kids going to do for Halloween this year?
Go trick-or-treating.
Any plans, though?
No.
Like Halloween costume plans?
Not yet. Dashira said she wants to be a girl Dracula.
Okay. Easy.
Stevenson, don't know. I mean, he already dresses up as Flash and Captain America once a week. So
he's already doing that.
Maybe one of those or something different. Not sure.
I mentioned that if I was going to dress up, I was going to go as Recyclops, which none of you guys knew, but it's Dwight's recycling character from The Office. Every year it gets a little more in depth. A lot of listeners said that was a funny idea. They'd never heard of that costume before.
I Googled it. It's funny.
I was kind of proud to have a costume no one had ever heard of. I watched The Office all the time and he came in as Recyclops. And I was like, that'd be funny for Halloween, but I'd have to explain it the whole time. Also, I don't even know what I'm going to be doing for Halloween.
Right. Like, are you going to do something?
I mean, I don't know. Halloween candy? Do you let yourself eat candy on Halloween or no?
I do. Some of the kids. But I try not to go too crazy. Because I just don't have time to recover.
Favorite Halloween candy?
This is hard.
Twix?
No.
Snickers?
Nope. No. It's Reese's Cups or bite-sized Butterfingers. I love the
You love peanut butter, huh?
I love peanut butter. Or fun-size peanut M&Ms.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Okay.
Morgan number two actually has the list here. Let's do Food World with Morgan number two.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
So these are the top five most popular Halloween candies for kids.
Okay, we'll start at five and work our way back. Drum roll, please, at number five on the Halloween candy list.
M&Ms.
That's a pretty solid one. I can get down with that one.
Yeah.
Does it all have to be chocolate or I'm rioting? If they're not all chocolate, we walk out of the studio. Number four.
Kit Kats.
Yeah, yeah. I love the little Kit Kats, like the single little Kit Kats. Mm-hmm. They're a pain in the butt to always open, but they're pretty solid.
Right, they are.
Yeah. Number three.
Twix.
Oh, yeah. I'll put that up there in the top one or two, too. You don't like what?
It's okay. It's
Stop
okay.
it, Amy.
Sorry,
you
guys.
Don't love a Twix? That wafer cookie?
Yeah, I don't love it.
The Kit Kats and Twix are just...
They're perfect.
Sorry.
All right, are we at number two?
Yep.
Number two.
Snickers.
Oh, I love that one, too.
Yep.
What?
No. For the birds.
Snickers?
Birds.
Here's the thing about Snickers. I was thinking about what it really does to me. It satisfies.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Number one's got to be a peanut buttery one, right? And the number one Halloween candy is?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Woo! Yeah!
Amy, you didn't win a lifetime supply.
I'm here for this. Yeah.
You thought Amy won Price is Right with how she reacted right then.
Because that's the best one.
I will agree. People love those. Mm-hmm. There's chocolate. They all have to be chocolate. All of them are chocolate, right?
They're all chocolate. But do you want to know the one that came in with 1%? The worst one of them all.
Okay. Ooh. The worst Halloween candy. There's a couple things it's got to be.
It better not be Bitto Honey.
Dots. Bitto Honey?
No, Dots. Bitto Honey's so good.
What about candy corn?
Ooh.
Oh, I like candy corn.
You know, candy corn's terrible.
I don't mind candy corn. It's good. I think that's... Their candy corn's torn.
Oh.
Like, it's polarizing.
Torn like your BH.
Yes, thank you. Okay. What, Amy? Wait,
okay, listen. Fun thing, just for people. As you prepare to maybe have people over, maybe
Do you want her to answer this first? Or do you want to...
No, this has to do with candy corn.
Okay, go ahead. We don't know it's candy corn.
Oh.
Unless you already know and looked at the story.
No, I don't know. I'm still going to give people a fun thing to do at their house.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Drum roll, please, for the worst Halloween candy. Morgan, number two, it is...
None of you got this. It's a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah. Oh, I like Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, just me too.
Like, I'm not going to pick a Tootsie Roll. All
right.
But if there's a bowl of Tootsie Rolls, and there's Tootsie Rolls, and Dots, and Bitto Honey, and candy corn, I'm going Tootsie Roll over those other three.
Wow. Oh.
And then I'll do the dance. Too, it's also got a good dance named after it. How many Halloween candies have a dance named after it?
No, not many.
Yeah.
Just Tootsie Roll.
Amy, what else would you like to say? You were saying something. Go ahead.
Okay, so... One of the best little snacks to put out to your house if you're having people over during the fall time is a big bowl of candy corn with peanuts. Mix it together. Don't knock it till you try it. I know. I thought the same thing. I had a thing at my house and somebody brought that over. They were like, here's a bowl of candy corn and peanuts. I'm like, thanks for the effort, you know? So amazing.
Dang, hater.
I know.
Thanks for the effort.
No, it was kind of like wah, 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 but so good. Everybody loved it, and it was gone. Like, something about the salty sweet peanut with the sugary candy corn, when you put it together, it's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So people will be like, wow, what's this concoction? And you're like, candy corn and peanuts.
All right. Morgan number two, thank you.
Yeah.
And that's Food World with Morgan number two, num, num, num.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30-second skinny.
We've got lots of new music out today. Lauren Alena is finally dropping her new single, Getting Good.
Maybe that's when life starts getting good.
Hey, so here's what I didn't know, and this is my fault. Lauren Alena comes on the show every Monday to talk about Dancing with the Stars. I didn't know the song hadn't been released yet, and we played it on the show. I was just like, put Lauren's new song up, and we played it.
Oh, yeah, and you had her talk about it and everything.
That's why she was stunned we had it. I didn't know we weren't supposed to play it. Anybody else know that?
Mm-hmm. Nope. But it's good.
Well, you heard it here first, everyone. Lauren Alena's new song. All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
Cole Swindell dropped a new song called Right Where I Left It.
Right where I left it, since I left it, ain't changed at all. I guess sometimes you don't know what you got till you're gone. Couldn't wait to get out.
All that guy does is make hits. All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
And then John Party's new album, Heartache Medication, is out today. And lastly, our iHeartRadio Music Festival's Greatest Moments airs on the CW this weekend. It's at 8, 7 Central on Sunday, and you can see some of the best moments from, like, past festivals, like Florida Georgia Line and Backstreet Boys performing a Backstreet Boys hit in 2016.
Yeah, and, you know, AJ McClain talks about that on my podcast, the Bobbycast, at how that's why he's now making music that he feels is country music, because he was able to be around those Florida Georgia Line guys. Did you know that all came together because FGL was doing a song on their show and concert, and someone tagged Nick, right? Nick Carter in a video, and he's like, they're playing our song. They met, then they did a song, God, Your Mama, and Me, and then it all blew up. Isn't that cool?
Wow, love that.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, there you go.
All because of the tag. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skin.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So this is a heavy one. Dozens of police come to the first football game of a fallen officer's son. A Mission, Texas police officer couldn't wait to watch his son play in his first football game, but he was killed in the line of duty. And when the officer's son was on the field, a sea of law enforcement was in the stands to support him. Officer Javier Lara says they wanted the team to know, hey, we're still there, even though your dad physically can't be. Mm. And it just shows all the police officers in the stands.
That's awesome.
It's super sad and super awesome. And it was heavy, but I felt like it was a good one to share, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shout out to those officers. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Salt Lake City, Utah. A man was mad that a guy was smoking a cigarette near his restaurant. So he's like, hey, you can't smoke near my restaurant. The guy continues to smoke. Guy shoots him with the fire extinguisher.
Are you really going to spray him with a fire extinguisher?
Huh?
You're really going to spray with the fire extinguisher?
I'm gonna put the cigarette out. You can't smoke right here. Call the cops. You can't smoke right here.
So wow. Who gets in trouble?
Well, the restaurant owner is going to get in trouble. He fled the scene, but police are going to...
You don't flee unless you did something wrong. But I'm glad the person had the phone out. When, as soon as they he went, shh, we all went,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, not cool.
Mm-mm.
One, don't smoke in a spot you're not supposed to smoke in, but two, don't squirt them with the fire extinguisher.
Can't do that.
That's like assault.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, if he fleed too. He's the owner of the restaurant. Like, they're not going to find him. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
This is the Bobby Bone Show.
Check. Bobby Bone Show.
So there was a big lottery win at, was it a gas station, Lunchbox?
Yeah, gas station. I mean, we're talking 10 to 15 minutes from where I grew up. Like, the house I grew up in, where my parents still live, we're talking 10 to 15 minutes. And someone won $227 million.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a big one.
Like, guys, that is, like, right there at my fingertips, and it wasn't me, and I have just been crushed, sad. I want to cry. I call my dad immediately because he's been doing some work in that area the last month, and I called him. I said, did you buy a lottery ticket? And he goes, I haven't bought one in a couple weeks. And I said, it wasn't you then. I cannot believe $227 million, 10 to 15 minutes from my childhood home.
Do you know the gas station where it was sold?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right by Lakeline Mall.
Does that make you want to buy more lottery tickets?
Yes, and it's like, it's telling me it's a sign from the lottery gods that, like, hey, like, we're close to you. We're close to you. If you keep playing, you're going to be rewarded. Like, this is right next to your childhood home. We're saying, hey, we're coming to you. If you'll keep paying, we'll reward you. So I'm going to go out and buy lottery tickets today for sure, because this weekend I got a hit, right? I got a hit. I mean, yeah. It's right by my parents' house, like right where I grew up. $227 million. That means the odds are I know who won. I know the person that won.
I know probably. The odds aren't that. It has nothing to do with that. It could have been someone driving through to another town. But
don't give up.
A couple
up.
Things.
Yeah.
No. I think he should give up. He's wasted a lot of money. So one, with Lunchbox, there are different kind of gods for everything. Last week, he was talking about all the foot gods. And this week, it's the lottery gods.
Mm-hmm.
How many sets of gods are there in your mind?
Oh, there's gods for a lot of things. Gambling gods.
Oh.
wow.
Yeah. Because some gods may look down on gambling, so you got to look to a different section and be like, hey, you know, gambling gods, can you help me? And lottery gods, can you?
I'm moving over to the left in case this spot gets struck right here.
That's what I'm saying. See, you
I sit right next to him.
Yeah. I'm moving out of that one. Here's a question for you, because Lunchbox plays the lottery a lot, loves it. And as you can hear, it gets disappointed when he doesn't win. But I guess my question is, how much would it take if you won to quit this show? So let's see if you quit if I give you a dollar amount, okay?
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me a dollar amount. I'll tell you if I mean, $227 million. I called my dad and he said it wasn't him, that I still had to go to work. So
okay.
I was turning around at 227.
If you scratch a ticket and you win $50,000, do you quit the show?
No, no. That's not going to set me up long enough. $50,000 won't last.
Okay. You scratch off and you win $100,000. Do you quit the show?
No, I take a day off.
Just one day?
Just one day.
Okay, let's
gotta
raise
go,
it up.
Got to go collect that big check.
Amy, you say too. I'll say, will you quit the show? And you answer on his, what you think he'll say too. Okay.
Okay.
For $250,000, and I'll do it on the count of three. Lunchbox, would you quit the show? One, two, three.
No. No.
Okay, good. And Amy, you're talking about what Lunchbox
him.
Is, right?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Him.
All right, all right. $500,000.
Whoa.
Lunchbox, would you quit the show? One, two, three.
No, no week vacation.
Wow, wow, okay.
Wait, you just take a week off whenever you want.
Hey, when you got $500,000, you ain't really going to boss
what?
Me around.
Bobby doesn't care. Okay.
Yeah, I don't care. Okay, here we go. $1 million. One, two, three.
Yes.
No.
Oh, Lunchbox, you're still not leaving?
No, because what? you guys have taught me this thing about taxes, where
yeah.
really
oh, yeah,
that it's
right.
only like $400,000.
Yeah.
So I used to think $1 million, I'd be out the door. And now that you guys taught me the taxes are huge on the lottery, that I can't quit for that.
Okay, so Amy, you've been eliminated. Lunchbox, $5 million, yes or no?
Man, my wife and I would discuss that one big time, because $5 million, that cut in half is $2.5 million. I'm a millionaire, and millionaires live a lifestyle of luxury. I think I could quit at $5 million.
You would quit this show for $5 million.
Oh, man. Woo! Oh, it'd be tough not to. It'd be tough not to.
Yes or no?
Yeah, I think I'm out.
All right.
For $5 million, I'm out of here. See you guys.
There you have it. That's how much it takes.
Everybody has a price tag.
Yeah.
All right, Teddy DiBiase. Okay, let's do this. On Sunday on the CW, 8/7 Central, tune into the CW for the hour-long best-of special of the iHeartRadio Music Festival Greatest Moments. It's going to be great. FGL Backstreet Boys, Justin Timberlake with Shawn Mendes, Pink with No Doubt, and a whole bunch more. So check it out on the CW on Sunday at 8/7 Central. It's going to be awesome. Do you want to know? I was looking at something, Amy, and I'm blown away by this today in country music. I think you're going to hear this and go, what? This happened? And here, let's hit this.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Listen to this. On this day in 2002, not even that long ago, the news emerges of a murder plot against Travis Tritt in Nashville.
What?
He didn't know the man who was targeting him, or the man that he tried to hire as a hitman. So there was a sting operation. They both were arrested. The guy was held on charges of having country singer Travis Tritt murdered for $20,000. They recorded the conversation. He asked a police informant how much it would cost to kill Travis Tritt. The guy quoted a price of $20,000, and he said, okay, it's going to take me a couple months to come up with the money. And they met and arrested him. And he also tried to have his ex-wife killed or her legs broken.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a whole thing. How about if you find out someone tried to hire a hitman on you?
Oh, it made me so sad.
I wonder what he did. Don't you guys wonder what he did?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
To that guy?
Yeah.
Get some real money. And he's like, yeah, I'm still in. Just give me a couple months. I'm going to put it on layaway. Let me put the hitman on layaway.
Golly, that would just be the worst.
Don't you just wonder how much they're paying to have you hit? I mean, I hope I'm an expensive hit. That's the only thing you can think positive.
Prosecutor said in a statement that he was told the informant that one of his friends had been mistreated by Tritt and wanted him dead.
Okay.
What does that even mean?
Crazy.
That was crazy. That's crazy.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fun fact Friday.
All right. What's the first fun fact?
So Ben and Jerry, you know, the ice cream dudes,
mm-hmm.
they became friends in middle school when their gym class had to run around the track and they were the two slowest.
Oh, and they both like ice cream.
I guess so.
Were they large fellers?
I don't know.
Hey, Eddie, Google image Ben and Jerry.
All right.
As kids.
Yeah. I mean, I love ice cream.
Me too.
I wonder if their love of ice cream. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's pretty fun.
Okay. Check this out about Dennis Rodman. He has 28 siblings. His father has, 28 kids by 16 mothers. That's pretty
crazy. Wow.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
His dad had 16 girls he got pregnant?
Yes.
Ooh. I mean, that explains a lot. His, even Rodman's documentary was pretty sad. Wow, that's heavy stuff right there. I don't know that that's that fun, Amy. I know this is Fun Fact Friday, but that did not make me feel fun.
Okay, how about this one?
You're on probation. You're on Fun Fact probation. Go ahead.
And that's more like depressing fact.
Yeah, I don't like that. Depressing Fact Tuesday? We only do that one. All right.
So, Bobby, I got this one from your Insta story, so I think I know that you're going to like it.
Go ahead.
And I had no idea how Saturday Night Live came about. And it really only came about because Johnny Carson was doing The Tonight Show, and then NBC was airing reruns of his show on the weekends. And Johnny Carson was like, whoa, stop doing that. I want to save those reruns for when I want to go on vacation during my weeknight shows. So then they hired the dude that created Saturday Night Live to come up with the show.
Yeah, Lorne Michaels.
Yeah, Lorne Michaels. They said, hey, we got to fill this weekend slot. Can you come up with a show? And it was originally called NBC Saturday Night because there was already a show titled Saturday Night Live on ABC. But anyway, they ended up getting it.
There you go.
That's how it was born.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marshmallows in the Lucky Charms. Did you know they have like a legit name? And it's not Marshmallows.
What are the names?
I never knew, but this could be a question like on Jeopardy. It's just one. Yeah. They're called Marbits.
A terrible name. Change it immediately.
Well, no. I mean, I can't. I can't do that. But now you know. It's like, that's a fun fact to where if you ever get asked that, you're going to be good. And then lastly, when they were part of the Mickey Mouse Club, Justin Timberlake's mother, Ryan Gosling's, was Ryan Gosling's legal guardian. That I got from the Bobby cast.
No. Yeah, there you go. You should listen to that with AJ McClain. Did you listen to that podcast, the whole thing?
Not yet. Not the whole thing. No.
Then how did you know that?
I know some things. I know the fun facts.
What are you, skimming the Bobby cast? What is happening
here? I don't
here?
Always listen to things in a full sweep. Like, sometimes you gotta, like, split it up.
Well, the latest episode of my interview show is with AJ McClain from the Backstreet Boys. It's an hour, and we do talk about a lot of the Backstreet Boys' history. It's pretty good. So check it out wherever you listen to your podcasts. All right, what else? Oh, let me go to Eddie. Eddie, Ben and Jerry.
Now, I can't find any pictures of them as kids, but then I see some in the 70s. They're not big guys. They look like, one of them even looks like he's kind of in shape.
They're slow and they like ice cream.
I guess so. And nothing wrong with that. Nope. All right, what else?
So Charlie Sheen was so close to doing Dancing with the Stars this season, but he passed because he's a bad dancer. But I thought that that was like a lot. Of, I mean, Bobby was a bad dancer and he won. Supposedly, ABC tried to sweeten the pot by offering to develop a show for him, but he still declined.
Well, so what I know now is I can tell you is they almost had Charlie Sheen, like you say, and they were using my dancing to go, look, you don't have to have training. It's never about being a bad or good dancer. It's about training. And people go, well, I can move, but I've never danced before. And they're like, well, as long as you know you're physically able to do it, you can do it. And so I heard they were really close to Charlie Sheen even 3 or 4 months ago. And they were showing him tapes of me to go, look, he had never trained before. You can do this. So when they announced the cast and he wasn't in it, I was surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then this story is kind of for the lottery and lunchbox. And I feel like we talk about stories a lot and how I've always thought it doesn't make you happier. I mean, sure, life is easier, but there was that show like My Life Was Ruined or whatever after I won the lottery, whatever it was called. Remember?
Not that title.
It was all depressing stuff where people got all this money, but then they got divorced and then lost everything or spent money on stuff that didn't matter. Well, now they say winning the lottery does make you happier.
I would assume it takes away some of the stresses, because if you're playing the lottery, for the most part, you're broke.
Well, and Lunchbox is not broke.
I mean,
he's not. But
no, I'm saying he started when he was broke.
Oh,
like
true.
It's a
good
habit.
Point.
Like
good
when
point.
I played the lottery, I was like, God, I don't. I had that was my option. Hopefully, to get out of here, so I'd play the lottery and hope to get lucky. And so I would imagine that being able to pay off all your bills does give you a few seconds of happiness.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I don't think that I'm any happier now that I'm more successful and I have a little more money than I did 5, 10 years ago. I don't think I'm any happier.
Okay, so money-wise, you're not happier, but something inside of you, career, or
it all moves
the
around.
Drive?
It all moves around. You are who you are, regardless of money. I'll say this, money makes you, even I've talked to some of my professional athlete friends, money makes you more of who you originally are anyway. If you're a bad person, it makes you a worse person. If you're a good person, it makes you a better person because you're able to do things with it.
Oh, wow. You know what I started watching on Netflix, but I'm, again, just dabbled, sort of like the Bobby cast so far, so I don't know, but Inside the Brain of Bill Gates.
Yeah,
have you seen it?
I watched the preview. I do want to watch it. I just have been traveling so much.
Okay, so I didn't, yeah, he kind of is someone that has obviously like a ton of money, but I think he did good. He did good with it. So So I'm excited to watch that.
Anytime you get excess of something, you choose to do with it really what you already are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would say. But what do I know? All right, thank you.
All right, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Police in Savannah, Georgia pulled up to a red light. He looks over and he sees a woman driving. She's got two kids in the back seat, no car seat. So, woo, woo, lights her up, pulls her over. And she says, listen, I have one-year-old twins, but someone stole my car seats and I can't afford to buy new ones. So he radios it in. Another corporal went to the store, bought two car seats, brought them to the lady, said, here you go, strap them in.
That's legit. That's awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
In the next 15 minutes, John Party in studio. Might have a little dirt on my boots. So John will be up here. Amy, let's do the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What's an astronaut's favorite part of a computer?
What's an astronaut's favorite part of a computer?
The space bar.
Space.
That's pretty good. That's it. Yeah, we like that. We like that one.
That was the morning corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
John Party.
Look at this guy. He got a new record out today. Woo. About time. It's only been like 10 years. It's
been 10 years. Yeah, 10 years and counting.
I remember the last time we talked, I guess on mic, we were talking about your last record, and you were like, man, that record's been out for a long time.
Yeah, 3 years.
How excited to have new music out?
So excited. It's been a process to get to this point, and we recorded this album for 2.5 years in 3 sessions, and... So some of these songs I've lived with for 2 years, but we have to be patient.
Yeah. You had to be real patient.
Yeah, I just try to remember the first time I heard it, that's why I put it on the record.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I was thinking about you because it was maybe 2 weeks ago. The NFL was on. I was flipping through games, and I popped over to ESPN because it's on one of my channels I go to most. ESPN was not showing football at the time. They had Rodeo on.
Yeah.
And every commercial break, you would come on and do your Wrangler commercial.
The night shift one?
Yeah.
Like
you're working on the night shift, and you play that, but then it's like you had your Wranglers, and they're like, John Party wears Wranglers, and you should too. I'm like, look at this guy.
Yeah.
You got TV commercials.
Long live Cowboys.
You're a real cowboy, though.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but you're a real cowboy. Sometimes people will go, does so-and-so, they've been real cowboy because they wear a cowboy hat?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, you should follow John Party's Instagram. That dude's up there riding donkeys and
tractors.
Like Wyoming with cattle.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole thing.
That was fun. We went and checked cattle in Montana. Yeah. That was fun.
What?
It's like Yellowstone.
Yeah,
minus all of the warfare.
Right. Do you watch that?
I've watched a little bit. It's really stressful. I'm like, oh, my God.
I know.
It's just...
I love that light. It seems so amazing, minus, the killings.
She's been, kind of pressuring me and pestering me to watch Yellowstone. But you started it. It's not for you?
No, I love it. I don't think season 2 is done yet, right?
No, it is.
Okay, now I'll watch it.
Oh, yes. But you finished season 1?
Yeah.
And you like it?
Costner is so good. I mean, Kevin Costner is a great actor, and he really, he's like the backbone of that whole show, and all the actors are great. There's a lot of action. My favorite one I saw on the second season is when they let the bull in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was, that is,
you
that
and my
is
husband
country
go.
Right there.
You ever get on a bull?
I'm too big. It's like the bull riders, I mean, there's some tall ones, but they're usually fairly shorter because there's center of gravity and they get on it.
How big a boy are you?
Today I weighed myself. I was 221.
Well, how tall are you?
You can say height.
Yeah. I was doing height.
I was getting into it. 6'3 and a half, 221 pounds.
With the hat on, how tall are you?
7 feet tall.
Yeah, because you walk in the door and it's like you're scraping.
I bet I'm 6'7 with the boots and the hat. If you're going to measure the hat crown. But yeah, 6'3 and a half is my physical weight.
What are you watching? If right now you're not watching Yellowstone, what's your show? Because I know you're on the road a lot. Do you have anything you stream on the plane or on the bus?
I haven't really watched anything yet. I know that Righteous Gemstones, the guys in the band think that's funny.
I've heard about that. Yeah, it's
John
the guy
Goodman's
from,
in it.
It's the guy from Eastbound and Down.
Danny McBride.
Yeah, you haven't heard. You guys heard of that one?
No.
No.
What about Family Feud? Been watching other episodes to get good?
I mean,
because we lost.
I'm ready.
To your credit, you know, you didn't say much, but you were sick.
Dude, I was like bouncing up and down with snot coming out of my nose, being like, we saw that, right?
Yeah.
It was tough. It was tough coming to that. Like, hey, Bobby. Yeah.
Woo. Well, for those that don't know, we did an episode of Celebrity Family Feud, and I took John, and John was on our team, but John showed up and was like, man, I'm so sick. I'm so sorry.
Lunchbox was, he took all the energy and made it to where I didn't have to do anything. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you watch it back?
I have no, I don't really watch. I'm just, it's been crazy,
it's
right?
It's on YouTube. You have YouTube.
I know. You know. Sometimes the plane Wi-Fi doesn't work very well.
Mm-hmm. You'll get to it. You'll get to it.
I'll get to it, yes. Mm-hmm. I saw bits and pieces of it, though.
Yeah. All right. Just making sure. Stay motivated.
I saw the intro.
Stay motivated.
The intro was it. I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to play a couple clips from the new record. John Party's here. We're going to talk about this new record a bunch. Old Hat is a little bit of the first song I'm going to play. Let me hear a little bit of that Raymundo. This is Old Hat from John Party. So Old Hat, why was this the first song on the record? Cause that's a decision. What song do we put first on the album?
Well, if you play the intro, can you play the intro?
Do you have the intro? Ray's looking at John like,
can you play
the
intro,
man?
Oh, I thought it was 2019.
It's not here. We don't have YouTube.
Let's spin it back.
Yeah.
Well, the intro's got a really cool one guitar lick. It's a triple harmony guitars. And it's just got a really soulful kind of sound to it, and then you talk about Old Hat and old ways, that are just, it talks about being a gentleman, really kind of in that kind of old school way, and it just kind of had this very soulful intro, and I felt like that was a good way to, you know, it's either go soulful or like 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, so we chose that one.
That's an interesting. Do you have any songs that go 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yeah, tie one on.
All right, I'm gonna check that one out. I'm gonna do Heartache Medication here, but before I play the song, you were sending me clips when you were practicing dancing for this video.
Uh huh.
Because you had to actually go and train to do the dance part of this video.
Yeah.
Which is a bit stressful.
Yeah, it was really hard, and we changed the dance like 3 times. First, it was like a different dance. That's the one I sent you. We didn't even do that one, but that was cool. I thought. Dance is hard. I remember when I talked to you, you were like, man, it was 12 hours of dancing. And even the 2 hours that we did, I was drenched in sweat. And I kind of describe it as like, if you really like playing basketball, you don't really think about like burning calories or how much your body's really working to do to win the game or to get the dance down. So it is a great workout in a way too, but we had so much fun. And I think we nailed it, and it just came out great. I thought it was my idea to dance, you know, because it's such an old school form of entertainment, and visually it looked really cool for a video. Yeah. And of course, you know, might have looked up somebody who was like, well, he can dance, I'm gonna go dance too. So
yeah, look at me. I'm like, if I can do
you're a champion,
yeah,
yeah. So I mean.
All right, John Party's here. I'm gonna play Heartache Medication. We're gonna come back. His new record's out today. Stream it, download it, buy it, however you consume your music. But we're going to play Heartache Medication here on The Bobby Bones Show. He's the only one clapping, by the way.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
John Party.
Let's read a little bit of your resume. Previous number one singles include Dirt on My Boots, Heartache on the Dance Floor, Head Over Boots.
Resume?
Yeah.
You got to,
I like to talk about like what the good things you've done. Right now, I got... Heartache Medication in the 20s. The album is out today, so things are going pretty good for you. I see you still with Dirks?
No.
You in that?
Yes.
There's some cool pictures though you post on Instagram.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Who are you up with? Riley? You doing Riley stuff with Riley Green now?
Riley Green's coming out with me, and we're going on the Heartache Medication tour, kicking it off at the Ryman, 2 sold-out nights back to back.
October 1st and 2nd.
Yes.
already sold out?
Yeah, it sold out in a day.
Look at you.
I was like, that's
isn't that cool?
That was cool. I didn't think it was going to sell out in a day, but I was pleasantly surprised.
Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Oklahoma City. Oh, you're playing the Criterion. We just played the Criterion.
We just
yeah,
just
got you'll like that room.
Where was that at?
In Oklahoma City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so everybody in Oklahoma City, come out there. Houston, yeah. Seattle, Boise, Salt Lake, Phoenix, San Diego, Bakersfield. And Bakersfield will be awesome. That's a home show for you-ish.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely, I'll have a lot of people from my hometown. And just California in general is just a hometown show now. Whether it's San Diego, Bakersfield, Sacramento.
You're their guy.
It's like everybody's there to party and celebrate that I'm back in the home state, which is cool.
Have you seen the country music documentary yet?
No, everybody keeps talking about it.
So you should watch. Forget all the other stuff.
No, I
watched all 16 hours of it, and because they sent me an early copy, and I spent time with it. You'll love the California stuff. After watching it again, Dwight Yoakam's the coolest person to ever be in country music.
Dwight's
like,
the man.
Like, straight the coolest. I forgot for a minute, because everybody else has come, and you watch it again, and you see how freaking cool Dwight Yoakam was. That guy we were kids.
Yeah.
But I loved Dwight Yoakam. We even did on the road, we were doing what's your favorite Dwight Yoakam song?
Yeah, yeah.
We did a little Dwight, sing all the Dwight Yoakam songs. But you'll love the part about him in the country music documentary.
When I was I was like six maybe. And there was a, it was in the 80s or early 90s, there was a lip syncing contest. Like back, this is a small town. But I did Honky Tonk Man.
Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah, I got second from some little kid. I don't know. He did like a dance or something. But
you knew who that kid was.
I came in. I said, I'll show you one day.
That kid, Justin Timberlake.
You suck. Yeah.
What is your favorite? What's your favorite song from Dwight Yoakam?
Oh man, there's so many.
What was yours? We'll let him think. He's got a lot to decide from. He's Sophie's choice right now.
After thinking about it, I came up with 1,000 Miles of Nowhere.
1,000 miles of nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm 1,000 miles from nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Guitars Cadillacs is such a jam.
Yeah.
Guitars Cadillacs, hillbilly music. You know they asked him to take hillbilly music out of that song.
Really?
Because they said it's an insult. And he goes, no, it's not an insult.
He's like, I'm from Kentucky.
And then he named his next record Hillbilly Deluxe.
Yeah.
To be like, hillbilly's not an insult if you're a hillbilly.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You're gonna love it. So I'm gonna go, I'm gonna have to maybe go Guitars Cadillacs. You?
Cool. cool. I mean, I love all those songs.
Yeah, but we got to pick one.
I'm picking one. I got one.
Okay,
I got one. It's one of my favorite songs he does in live. It goes over fantastic. And it shows Dwight could always take a song that was done before and make it Dwight Yoakam. And his version of Suspicious Minds is awesome.
Oh.
It's like faster and it's rocking. And it's caught in a trap. I mean, it's awesome. That's Dwight Yoakam. And that just shows how cool he was to take an Elvis song and make it Dwight Yoakam.
Cool. Got him back.
I'm a big Dwight.
Got him back. Hey, no, that's what you did to me.
Cool.
I just, you called me, I called you back.
Yeah.
Cool.
What?
Cool.
Cool. What?
Cool.
I talk about Dwight all day.
We're just giving you a hard time. Yeah, I got a text from John like 2 weeks ago. Because John and I are friends off the show too.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Cool. It was the greatest. It was the funniest text.
Best friends in the whole world. Was that off the Hangover?
It was kind of like one that I sent. John goes, you don't care. It's not anything bad. Don't worry.
That's all right.
He goes, hey, when are you in town? I was like, well, we're both on the road. He goes, this is what John said. Quote, hey, let's hang in November. And I was like, that's my kind of scheduling right there.
Like, months out.
He goes, let's hang in November. And I was like, all right, cool. We'll schedule it in.
Yes.
So
you have to. That was the only time that I could literally be like, I know November I'm going to have some time off.
We had Ronnie Dunn on, and he's like, John hit me up. He's like, oh, you got Ronnie. He goes, that dude, that's awesome. That dude's been through it.
Yeah, he's got stories.
He's got a lot. He's going to come shoot me, like not with a gun, with a camera.
Oh, yeah, he's a photographer.
Yeah, we're going to do a cowboy shoot. I'm going to do like Wild West Cowboy Billy the Kid, and he's going to take pictures of me.
Awesome.
Cool.
Hey, real cool, Clark.
Yeah, cool. John Party's got a record out today. Let me hear a little bit of, how about Tequila Little Time? How do you say that one?
Tequila Little Time.
Oh, is that it right?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
It's a tongue twister.
How about Buy That Man a Beer? This one's out today, too, on the record.
Good.
And the Heartache Medication Tour is out with Riley Green. And you don't need to promote the Ryman. You sold that out 2 days, but I'd like to shout that out one more time. That's awesome.
I love it. That Ryman is going to be a show I'll never forget.
That's awesome. You played the Ryman yet?
Yeah, we
like played. No, I know you played with us.
Yeah.
But have you played it as you, as a headliner?
No, I've
done. Oh, come on. Come on. Look at this. A big deal.
Wow.
This is a big deal.
Sold out.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was the first time I've headlined it, and it's going to be my show at the Ryman. Really excited about that. Of course, I've always jumped on other people's big shows or charity stuff, and so it's a great room. It's so historic, and it sounds great. And to, you know, headline there, it's like you're kind of a part of a country music den if you can headline the Ryman, especially two nights.
I remember we were playing the Ryman, and you graciously came and played with us, and we've hung out, but I've never performed beside you or seen you up close sing. Uh-huh. You sing so violently. It's amazing to watch. You're a big dude, and he sings
very powerful.
So hard. You sing hard.
Hard.
He was like, rah! I'm like, holy crap. It was awesome. Yeah.
Kix and Ronnie said I'm the loudest singer they ever sang with. But I sing correctly, if that makes any sense, when it comes to a vocal coach. I've always been told I sing correctly, which is good if you sing that loud.
Because it's coming from...
It's coming, you want your lungs out and then push your air out, and then you got to fill it back up. And there's a lot. I've done a lot of vocal training just to, save my voice. I feel like it's like working out. You got to go do it. You got to warm up, and it's good for your vocal cords.
Hmm. What's your warm-up? Like, what is it? Do it for
us. Something like that. I usually have it on my phone. I have my phone with me.
Did you do that before? You have your phone with you or no?
No, I don't.
Left it like
it's in there.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Respect.
I mean, cool. I didn't come here to my phone. I hate looking. The phone thing is like we all travel, and like, what's the one thing we always do? Because it's like the only thing we can do. So I try to like leave the phone when it's time to like hang and talk about stuff, and then I like books too, but I wouldn't bring a book in here anyway.
That'd have been fun. He reads during the interview.
I just like. Yeah.
All right, boys.
Really, really on chapter 12 right here.
How's summer?
Summer's good.
Yeah.
She has been doing hair, and she was working till 8 last night, but still couldn't
breakfast.
Is
she working in a shop in Nashville?
Yeah. She rents a booth at some salon that I don't know the name.
People go and try to find her to go to John Party's girls to do her hair?
She is learning that if you're going to get booking through Instagram, she's going to make you pay half up front.
Oh, wow.
Because she's had so many flakes. And she's like sitting at the salon waiting when she can be doing something else.
Yeah.
And it's just like an annoying thing. But if you pay half for it, you're probably going to go. So that's her whole point, because she's had people bail on her. Mm. And then my favorite ones are some of the girls are like, getting their hair done, and they're like, oh my god, I didn't know you were John Party's girlfriend. And she's like, yeah, but you follow me on Instagram?
Just casually, like, what?
Oh my god, I was just going through Instagram.
I like your girl impression.
Yeah.
Solid. All right, listen, John's got a record out today.
Yeah.
Yes, Heartache Medication. Available. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. All the streaming platforms, all the stores.
That's what they're called, streaming platforms. I'm going to remember that.
What would you have called them if I would have said, where is it available? Mm-hmm.
Streaming services.
Where it works, too.
This makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Here's a little bit of Ain't Always the Cowboy from John Party. Another track from the record here.
Ain't always the cowboy that ain't got a lot of hang around. Ain't got no set of things. What they do, that restless running, searching for something, leaving love in the dust.
I like it that John's playing the fiddle along with his own song.
Hey, that's
did you hear the fiddle in there or whatever?
Yeah. That's Janae Fleener too. She's up for our first woman in
Musician of the Year.
Yeah.
CMAs.
Yeah, she's great. She's played on all my records.
From Arkansas,
yes. Yeah. She's awesome.
She is awesome. All right, John Party. At John Party Picks, PICS on Instagram. Records out today. Good to see you, my friend. Good to see you last night. We'll check back in November.
Yes. Always. Yeah, well, November or early December.
Yeah.
Weather will be a little cooler. Yeah. Be nice.
It'll be awesome. All right, John Party. Everybody, clap your hands for our buddy, John Party. There he is. Get his record.
Yeah. Come on.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this guy's dad was riding his bicycle and he fell, knocking him unconscious. Like, it was not good, but he was wearing an Apple Watch that detected his fall and was able to get him help.
Wow.
Pretty much saved his life. So the son is now saying, hey, everyone, if you've got the Apple Watch, use the hard fall detection. I mean, especially if you
have a hard fall detection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they have like a rejection detect? Like, where I'm out and I'm like, hey, hi, girl. And they're like, no. And the Apple Watch can like, I mean, this Apple Watch does everything.
Save you from that?
Yeah. Or like, like hit up some other ones that are nearby. I'm also amazed that there aren't like Apple Watches. There aren't like nearby people like that need friends or dating. Or like this person also is a fan of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And you can talk with them about it. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that's the thing, dang, right?
Oh, I thought of that like probably 12 years ago, 15 years
ago. You
didn't,
though.
Yeah, I did.
I'm surprised that all like these apps, when they do show people near, that you can't actually find them and go, here's what you can bond over. They would also like to have this conversation right now. If it's you're both fans of the Arkansas Razorbacks, or if you're both single and it's a dating part of it. You know, it's more than just a date. But even the dating apps don't really have that. They tell you who's in your... I haven't been on Grindr. Apparently Grindr does that, where it tells you how close you are to people. Mike D? You don't know? All right. And what did you come up with?
Oh, well, mine was when I was single and I would lived in Austin, and my friend and I, we ran on the hike and bike trail all the time. And we thought, wouldn't it be cool if you just, to meet people, you strapped on some sort of bracelet on your ankle or your wrist while you ran, and you programmed all the fun things about you into that bracelet or whatever. And then when you ran by, it like scanned, like, bleep, if you had a match with somebody that you ran by, then you could turn around and be like, hey, we matched.
Kind of weird.
Not very good.
Well, it was a way, because there's always people running on the trail, and you're out there and you're exercising. It's like, you're busy, you're working.
Yeah.
It's a way to work out and meet people.
I would be scared someone's chasing me.
We matched what?
With a bracelet.
Yeah.
With the ankle bracelet. Yeah, like they've been let out of their house.
Listen, I had it fine.
Help! Can you cut this off? Help! They're in an orange jumpsuit. We matched!
I hadn't fine-tuned it,
but
my friend Heather and I, we used to jog and like try to think of ways we could meet people.
That's a cool story. I didn't know the Apple Watch had like fall detection.
Hard fall detection, and when his dad fell, the Apple Watch sent him a text and called 911. Boom.
That's cool. I mean, those Apple Watches are a little expensive.
Yeah. They make necklaces and stuff too. We looked into this for my dad and got him one, like a necklace that he wore. And then now at his community, they supply necklaces. It's required, mandatory. Everybody has to wear them.
Fall and I can't get up necklace?
Mm-hmm, yeah. It has a button. But my dad, I was at his house last night and the nurse came and she was like, is everything okay? And he had accidentally pressed it. I'm like, oh gosh.
No.
Can't do that. Boy that cried wolf.
Then they just ignore it. They're like,
he pushes that button.
They're
all
like,
the time.
That's Cliff. He just pushes the button.
I know.
Yeah, all right. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, so Jennifer Lopez and Shakira are doing the Super Bowl halftime show, which was announced yesterday. Amy, your thoughts on J-Lo and Shakira doing Super Bowl halftime?
I love it.
Yeah?
I'm down. Yeah, I'm going to watch. I think it's amazing. I'm sort of obsessed with J-Lo right now, and Shakira's just bonus.
Yeah, the J-Lo thing makes sense to me because she is really what the Super Bowl's about. Like, everybody can watch it and like something.
Yeah.
Like, no, but you have to like something J-Lo has done over her career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, songs or movies or
something.
TV. Something, right? She's at some point, you've probably liked something J-Lo's done. So you have that attachment. I was thinking about Shakira and I didn't look. I only think I know one Shakira song, right?
Oh, no. And you know Africa.
I don't know any of that stuff. I know Hips Don't Lie. Oh, God, tonight. This one. And maybe Whenever, Wherever. That was a song, right? Whenever, wherever.
Yeah.
We're gonna... I was surprised that Shakira is a co-headliner. I would have thought Shakira would have been second tier right under J-Lo. But what do I know? Maybe it's international audience.
Maybe.
What else does she have, Raymundo? What other songs does Shakira have? Let's see if I know them.
So this is Whenever, Wherever. We already played Hips Don't Lie. She also has Chasing Shadows.
Don't know that one.
La La La.
I don't know that one.
Empire.
I've seen the show. Don't know the song.
And Can't Remember to Forget You.
Yeah.
Okay, Africa is such a jam.
Yeah, but your kids like it.
I mean, know. That's true. But, I mean, it's still really good.
I'm sure they're all jams. My point is, with a Super Bowl, I would think as a headliner, you should be super known.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. It's
You know, Travis Scott came on last Super Bowl, and he wasn't the headliner. He came on, and everybody was like, what is happening? Unless you really, really knew. But they were, like, angling toward the young, the really young crowd in that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm sure it'd be great. I was just surprised that Shakira was a co-headliner with J-Lo.
Yeah.
So, there's a flight, and, you know, I'm flying back in a little bit. But there's a flight from JFK to LAX, which is New York to Los Angeles. And it was forced to land in the middle in Kansas City. So imagine they're flying New York to LA all across the country. Kansas City's in the middle, and they had to go down because a passenger tried to storm the cockpit. Are you kidding me? Who would try to storm a cockpit?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they were drunk.
Well, officials say they had to land the plane because the unruly passenger threatened the safety of the aircraft. Video showed the man complaining he couldn't use an empty bathroom in first class. Now, he wasn't first class. And there's an empty bathroom, and he's got to go. So he gets upset that he can't go. You know what? I understand that. Like, I do think maybe they should say, oh, how bad do you have to go? 1 through 10. If it's over 7.5, you let him go to the bathroom.
Exactly. I mean,
so he said no one was using it. He started to get angry. And then he said, I'll slap the beep out of you.
Oh.
Elevated a little too much there.
I mean, sometimes you get irritable if you have to pee.
But this is much more than irritable because then he tried to break into the cockpit. Oh. Like, what was he going to do if he got in there?
I don't know.
Give the pilots a stern talking to or try to crash the plane? Like, what if he would have got through? That's nuts. Mm-hmm. So they had to land in Kansas City. I'd have been really irritated at that one.
Yeah.
I'm a little blown away because over the last day or so, people have been even stopping me on the street. Talk about a segment we did a couple days ago where I said, hey, I was going out with this girl. And we had set the date up a couple weeks ago. And then on a Friday, I said, hey, we're still on, right, for Tuesday. And it's like, yeah, cool. Then Tuesday arrives. I just expected it to go on as planned. I didn't know how to check in between Friday and Tuesday. And so it's Tuesday, about to go on the date. We're just a couple hours out. And I was like, hey, meet you here. She's like, oh, I thought you canceled. And I was like, what do you mean you thought I canceled? Wait, I checked in Friday. Amy, it has been, it's like Laurel and Yanny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people see it so different. And most girls are with you.
Yeah, I, mm-hmm.
Some
I
aren't.
Assume so. Wow.
Some
okay.
aren't.
Interesting.
Every dude is with me. And I think
what?
Here is...
No!
I think, yeah, yeah. Every dude. I haven't met a dude that disagrees with me. And this lies the issue of the communication struggle between men and women.
Okay.
Like, this is just a small indicator on what we're dealing with here. Again, for those playing at home... We set the date up like a week, week and a half prior. On a Friday, I check in.
A second date. You check in. So you clearly enjoyed your first date with her to be asking her out on a
date. Clearly, but pretty.
Okay.
First dates are never great.
But if you ask somebody on a second date, then it wasn't terrible.
Right. That's what I said. Like 7.2. So I say, hey, we'll hang out again. She's like, cool. We'll hang out on Tuesday in like a week. Then I check in on Friday. And I was like, we're still good. Yep. Tuesday comes. I expect the date to happen. I didn't know I had to clock into work every 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So
now
but that
you're just being
said,
dramatic. But
no, I'm not. I
bit.
Just cannot believe. Amy, if you and I set a plan for 8 months from now and I put it in my calendar, until it's removed from my calendar, I do it.
Yeah.
I'm a task-oriented person.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my point is... I thought I was going to come on the show, honestly, and everybody was going to say, Bobby, you're so right. And you didn't. And most women did not agree with me. And I'm glad. I think this is a great learning experience for not only me and not only you, Amy, because I think you're seeing the other side of it, too.
Wait, what am I supposed to learn from this?
That you're not universally right, either. Like, guys feel different about this than girls do.
Oh, yeah. I know I'm not universally right. But, I mean, are the men listening and learning from this? Like, how will you handle this differently in the future?
I'll just complain again when it comes up.
No. You'll check in and be like, hey, how was your weekend?
I will check in. No, I won't do how's your weekend.
I'm saying depending on the time.
I just hit her up the day before and be like, I am apparently contractually obligated to state my intentions to still go on a date in the next 36 hours. If you agree, hit X.
You should really stick with how was your weekend. Trying to help you out here, but I mean, yeah.
I get stopped on the street for that. People are like, hey, can I talk about this? So the end answer is no one is right. I'm not right. You're not right. But I think we see the difference in communication between men and women.
Oh, but
it was just lost there.
It leans towards me.
It doesn't.
A little bit.
See, but this, It doesn't.
It does.
Okay, okay.
I can feel it right now. I feel all the people leaning towards me.
Hey, glad everybody's here with us. We know you can be anywhere in the whole world, and you're with us, and we appreciate that. And I did, during the break there, load up the picture from when I was in the most beautiful issue. Let me tell you, it ain't beautiful. And that I think the photographer tried to polish a turd. What do you think about that picture, Amy?
Yeah, I hadn't looked at it in a while.
Yeah.
And I think it's the hair. Something about the hair is like, because weren't there people there, like a photographer at least, or somebody to be like, hey, buddy, let's...
fluff that a little more.
Well, it's up. Like go over
on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. You can see on my Instagram story that picture. Because Amy, proud of you. There she is, most beautiful person.
Thank you.
And it's about the insides, probably more so than the outside.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. But it's up on my story. You do know. Stop being humble.
No, I don't know. No, because either way, you don't want to be like, oh, I'm beautiful on the inside. Oh, yeah, I'm beautiful on the outside. Like, nobody wants to say that they're, like, beautiful. No. So I'm just like, okay, whatever. Like, this is awkward. So
well, you should let me say it, though.
Let's talk about your awkward hair.
You want to come at me. Hey, did you guys see that story about the guy with the lottery tickets? Do you know what I'm talking about? So what he does is, apparently there's a black market place where you can buy lottery tickets, winning lottery tickets that are legitimate winners. And then you take them and you go boop and you get the money from them, right? Mm-hmm. So he does this for 40 weeks in a row. Like he wins 40 weeks in a row by buying these tickets. And so he takes all this money he's won supposedly and buys this house for $500,000. And they're kind of on to him. And they're like, wait, you didn't make that much money in the lottery. And then they bust him for buying fake lottery tickets, but laundering money. Like that was his money laundering. That's how he was saying he had all this money was lottery tickets when really he was a money launderer.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts? Two things are nuts. One, it was that, you know, that many details and you can buy, I think you can buy fake winning or no, real winning lottery tickets. And do you pay market price for them? Is it over? Do you have to pay over since you're doing something illegal?
Right.
Because I would imagine you have to pay more, like $550 for a $500 winner.
Right.
But otherwise, who would do that? I guess
well,
if you're
somebody trying to hide your money.
If you're trying to hide your money, don't you ever drive up to a store or something and go, there's nobody ever in here. For sure, this is a drug front.
Yes.
The other day, I was looking at a store in a prime location. There's nobody ever in this place. I see it all the time. And it must cost an arm and a leg to have rent at this place. And I'm just going, for sure, this has got to be some sort of drug money laundering business. So anyway, I saw that story and thought it was pretty wild. Look at that.
When does Ozark come back? Speaking of laundering money.
Yeah.
That
I don't know. Are they coming back?
I hope so. I'm excited for that at some point, and then The Crown.
Yeah, The Crown's coming back in November, I think. The Good Place is back, but just they're doing one episode at a time of that, right? You don't watch The Good Place, though, Amy, huh?
Nope.
Yeah, it's great.
So I should, I guess?
Yeah, I think you'd like it, and they're short episodes. It's a network show. It's one of the rare network shows that then translates really well on Netflix. So that's out. You watch anything else?
Me? Yellowstone.
That's your answer to everything?
I'm still so jealous. I have friends that are literally just starting it like this week because, of course, I've been talking about it forever, and I get that jealous feeling every time. I'm thinking about maybe just starting it over for fun.
Oh, boy.
It's so good. Bobby Bone,
come on. Appreciate everybody hanging out. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. But before we leave, let's take a look back. Here it is.
Flashback Friday.
All right, 1996. We're going to flashback to 1996. Amy, where were you in 1996?
I was a sophomore in high school, and I guess I was 16, riding around in my first car.
Yeah, what was that first car?
A 1985 Ford Bronco.
I was 16. I was driving around that Subaru that I mowed a bunch of yards to get. It cost me about $400. And I was working as I was doing dishes at a restaurant. And in this same year, I moved up to busboy. That's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Big year time. For me. Big year. And also on this year, the biggest country song that year was Dina Carter, Strawberry Wine. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry. The biggest pop song was the Macarena. Do you know who sang Macarena, Amy?
I can't remember.
Los del Rio.
Yeah.
Did you do the Macarena? Did you ever go somewhere and do it? In school,
yes,
probably?
Of course.
Yeah, turn this up. Hey, Eddie, living in South Texas, was this more of a thing than, like, where I was in Arkansas?
Well, this was huge, so I just assumed that it was an only South Texas thing. I didn't know that it was all over the world.
Oh, yeah, no. We had dances. Our school, I don't know who put them on, the parents. Somebody put on dances every Friday night after football games, and this was a jam.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I think people still remember how to do it. Palms up, palms down,
my
shoulders,
daughter, she does
head.
It. Yeah. Yeah. They would do it at the orphanage.
The biggest thing in pop culture 1996 on this day was That Thing You Do was released in theaters. It was written, directed, and starred Tom Hanks. And you may remember the song, You. Here you go. Every time you do that thing you do. Do you remember the name of the band in this song, Amy?
I don't.
Did you ever see the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
the
I mean,
Wonders.
It's been a minute.
The Wonders, and they first spelled Wonders O-N-E-ders, mm-hmm. like with the number one, and people were pronouncing it, oh, here they are, the O-N-E-ders.
Oh, yeah. I can see that, yeah.
So then they changed it
Maybe
to W-O-N-D-E-R-S.
Change that.
The Wonders, yeah. So that song, That Thing You Do, went on to be nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Song. It was a big radio hit, and that movie was great. I love that movie. So there you go. And that's on this day in 1996. That was Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday!
All right, wrapping it up. Amy, what's going on?
We got our big staycation this weekend, and I was trying to explain to my kids what a staycation was. And it's different from a vacation because you don't have to go anywhere. You stay. And my daughter is super pumped about that because we've traveled quite a bit with them, and it's either long car rides or plane rides, or they have to switch planes and do whatnot. And she's
or
like,
move to a new country
or come all the way to new. She's like, this is genius. She goes, why would we ever? She's so pumped about it. And she knows we're going to the Opry, where they have a new like water park situation, and Sound Waves is what it's called. And she's so excited. Like, she literally is like, I guarantee you, after we do it, she's never wanting to leave for vacation again. She'd be like, what about that thing where you just stay in a hotel in the city you live in? Let's do that.
Yeah. Probably cheaper, too.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm excited about it, too. What about you?
Well, I am coming back from New York today, and I've been on the road. I looked at my calendar. I've been on the road for 17 years. Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I'm just ready to be home. I'm home tonight and tomorrow, and that's it. And then I go back and do American Idol. I start on Sunday, but I get 2 nights at home, and I'm never home on a weekend because we're touring, you know. So I have dots like today, but I have nothing on my calendar tonight. Carrie Underwood's playing in town tonight.
Yeah, are you gonna go?
Well, she invited me to come, but I just kind of want to sit at home.
Yeah, that could kind of turn into a little bit of work.
What?
I mean, it'd be fun to watch her, but you know,
because she'd want me to come up and sing with her, probably.
I'd probably
do the rap part for whatever that song is with Ludacris.
Yeah, Champion.
That's a good point, Amy.
I know.
If I go, then I have to give people what they want.
Right.
All right. Have a great weekend, everyone. We will see you on Monday. On Monday, we bring back the very famous, very popular Secret Sound game. Now, not just for anything, not for like $10, but we're going to give away a big trip. It's your chance to win exclusive access to the private music event of the year, Live in the Vineyard, with people like Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris, Avril Lavigne. And so once you hear the sound, you go to BobbyBones.com and you type it in, and we pick a winner. So BobbyBones.com/keyword rules. But Monday, we do that, and you can win just by listening for the secret sound. That's the deal. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on the other side. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones.